And we're back. The party continues its adventure of exploring the cabin, and it'll find a artifact of immense power that may or may not attract the attention of an ancient white dragon. Let's roll.
You didn't finish reading the description of this magic item.
Yeah, it's gyroscopic.
The Summer Star has lost its luster, but not its magic. It detects magic. I can't say that.
Like me in bed.
There we go.
Lost its luster.
That's how we did that.
But not the magic.
The first time a creature... Jesus Christ. I can't wait to read this either. God damn it, I drank too much.
Do you want me to read it?
Shut up. I want you to read my dick.
Do you have writing on your dick?
With your mouth.
I do.
Mouth braille.
It's a tattoo. You can only see it.
Read the cysts on my dick with your mouth.
It says Steve was here.
That's where the cyst came from.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Classic Steve.
Steve Pokemon.
I mean, you never know with that guy. He's a fucking mess.
Okay, so here we go. So, the first time you pick the Summer Star up, its core glows with a golden radiance as bright as a candle flame. I'm not going to read that part. Each creature in the... Nope, that's not it either.
The fuck's happening with this item?
Just let him get through it.
It's rough. Okay, none of this is good. All right, so you can if you identify the item, you can
Why don't we see if the wizard can identify?
Can you identify?
Maybe that.
I don't have the spell, but
how
I
do you
can...
not have identify as a wizard?
He doesn't
God
need
damn
it. He can just feel it and
he can study
for an hour.
That's
studies
not
it.
That's not true.
That is identify.
That is
in 5e.
He's right.
The identify spell lets you do it instantaneously.
Yeah, but that's not my 5e.
We're several campaigns removed you from your 5e.
It's fair.
5e my nuts.
I'll allow it.
All right. So an hour. I study it. What is it?
While we're resting, Pius takes a couple.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take a short rest while we do this, or at least what's her face is.
Yeah, Val.
Yeah. So she's level 5. So
yeah, short rest. I need to get that 12. Spell slot back.
So you read the runes on the devices.
You didn't say it right.
Runes. I need you to do a arcana check.
He's 36.
Arcana check there.
I heard you.
Stop using my fucking pencil.
55. Okay. All right. Arcana check.
Yeah.
So that's intelligence, so do I get advantage?
You have a proficiency, Arcana. You don't get advantage.
I get it because of my eyes of whatever.
That might only be for
eyes
investigation.
Of my new...
I don't think so.
You have advantage on intelligence checks.
All intelligence checks?
Sounds like
it. Has
or
invest...
just so, hold on. There's intelligence checks, and then there's skill checks.
Checks that require intelligence.
So it says you have advantage on intelligence checks, parentheses investigation.
So you don't get an advantage on Arcana.
Yeah, that's what it's telling you.
Okay. Kind of bullshit. They would
that checks that rely on sight while searching an area or studying an object within the range. Although studying an object within that range.
Nope.
I mean...
it's not Arcana.
But the verbiage.
Okay. Invest notes, advantage, investigation, detection.
13.
Yeah, you're not sure. Could but, be since you identified it, you are. A character who has...
Why did I roll that?
You realize that you're missing something. I don't know why. I should just...
what?
So you can detect that there's a design flaw in the device, and it's missing a ring, and you apparently would need to craft another ring in order to fix this device.
To roll them all?
No.
Do we know what it does?
Well, you don't. But you know that you in order to make it do whatever it was going to do, you need to craft this other ring.
Okay.
For the device.
And we have one ring. Like it has the
it
one
has
ring
three
on it.
Three rings. You need a fourth.
Okay.
Is it looked like the ring is there anything special?
It has two rings. You need a third.
That's what I thought. Okay.
My bad.
Is there anything special about the rings? They look like metal.
So you would need you since you did an arcana. You would need to craft a third ring out of a quarter pound of metal that must be melted down in a fire, recast with smith's tools, and then inscribed with a rune by someone with a steady hand that succeeds a DC 15 arcana check.
Okay. You got a steady hand, a steady branch.
Steady branches.
If it's not busy out. Okay, so you got to find his other ring.
You got to find metal too.
But that's right, this is the first room you're in. This is literally the first.
Is there anything left in those charred books or whatever? Can we read anything, or are they just too far gone?
You want to put that in your.
So I'm not even going to make you roll for it. So
what's it called? What should we call it?
Summer Star.
Put a broken Summer Star need ring. You dumb bitch. This is how you take notes, Cliff. You might not know.
He's writing all this down?
No, he's saying, I don't know where to put notes. I've never taken them.
You had to take them in college, right? Oh.
Berries? Wow.
I'm sure you took berries in college.
No, I really mushrooms. Don't know how to take notes.
Really?
Yeah.
I was only mildly joking.
I've gotten this far without it.
So in 7 years, he's never taken one note in D&D. Where we are, people we've met, quest we're on.
Do you remember anything?
No. Oh. What is this? Broken Star?
Summer Star.
Broken Summer Star.
He's your brother.
Allegedly.
I mean, you guys do look kind of similar. Except he's got hair.
Your microphone's very far from your face.
Yeah, you gotta put your microphone a little closer. Get it right up next to your penis. As close to your penis as possible. I mean, mouth.
There you go.
Your dick hole. Your dick sucker.
Yeah.
Now we can hear all your snide remarks about your brother.
That's important. That's
allegedly. Important. There we go. All right. Next room. But we want him to investigate the floor.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
There's like four doors from this room.
Four door.
It's a sedan.
BMW.
It's not funny.
Cliff likes car humor.
It's like train humor, but smaller.
It's an Oakland.
They're like trains, but not on rails.
They can go anywhere.
Anywhere train.
Anywhere train. You mean feet?
Airplanes are anywhere.
That's a sky train. Boom.
I like the seaplanes. They float.
Those are water trains.
Yay!
Yay.
So you have three doors to the north, and you have one door that is down a hallway to the right.
Right, let's go to the hallway door first.
Yeah, I agree. It's a single door.
Right?
Hold on, but we want him to look at the floor. Ah, fuck!
Okay. So you're doing your check?
He's doing his check. No, you get advantage, buddy.
Do your advantage check. Piece of shit.
Ow. I'm sorry, it's investigation, right?
Boop, 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 boop. Beep, beep, beep. He's calculating.
Seven.
21.
Oh,
okay. No, this room seems safe.
Smiter stomps around a bunch.
Oh my god! Why would you do that?
It seems safe.
I mean, it seems safe. You probably don't want to test it too much. Wooden planks have been nailed over a broken window of this room to hold out the wind. Furnishings included a sagging double bed and a bookcase containing some folded clothes. A few blank sheets of parchment and a set of calligrapher's supplies are next to a bookcase. Next to that is a soot-stained hearth wherein a scroll lies amid the ashes.
Wait, a scroll lies?
It lies. It's a fucking liar.
Fucking lying scroll, piece of shit.
Smiter's gonna grab the calligraphy tools.
It's so stupid. Do you want to investigate that scroll?
I guess. I'm gonna investigate it from, like, a few feet out before I get too close.
I have mage hand, too.
You don't care.
He doesn't care. I say the mage hand can just go up and see if it explodes.
26.
Yeah, there's nothing. It seems fine.
Smiter stomps.
I walk over and pick it up.
It crumbles.
Seems fine. It crumbles real easy.
Crumbles real easy.
I pick it up.
Okay.
I look at it again.
It's a scroll.
Is it empty? Is it writing?
You have to open it.
I open it.
Okay.
Boom!
Boom! You're dead! You're fucking dead!
You're dead, you dumb
piece of
shit.
Damn!
Am I dead?
No. Am I dead? And he dies again.
I'm sentient!
I'm sentient, don't kill me! The scroll doesn't care.
It's not sentient.
It's not?
It can't care.
It will just kill. It doesn't have feelings. It's like Terminator.
Ooh, cool!
I kind of want to go get in a fight and see if somebody will stop if I scream I'm sentient.
Alright, so...
They're about to snap you in half.
Oh, sorry, bud. Oh.
So this says, Macreedus, I've had enough of this damn relentless cold. I feel it creeping into my bones, my head, my heart. I'm heading back to Ten Towns for a decent meal and a warm bed. I fear this endless winter has numbed your mind, and any tinkerer worth the chains that can see this summer star is a fool's errand. Maybe without me here to incessantly complain to you, you'll finally snap out of your obsession. If you truly insist on dedicating your remaining days to this doomed project, might I suggest that 3 is better than 2? I considered telling you this before, but you were particularly rude about it at dinner. At the dinner I made last night.
Lover's quarrel.
Whatever. May the light of the morning lord protect you. Cooper.
So 3 is better than 2, probably there's rings.
Copper. Sorry, copper. It's not Cooper. Wait.
Copper.
It is
Copperfield.
How many O's are in the name?
Look at the name.
Copper.
Copper.
Look at my kid right, when he's so trying to figure out
how many P's.
2.
There you go, copper.
So it's going to be the rings. Trying to figure out
how, like, how to spell something. He's just staring at a wall. Like, why are you staring? Look at the word. Sound it out.
Copper.
So there's probably not another ring laying somewhere.
One no, has to be he said that we probably fashioned. Had to forge it. Yeah.
Yeah. You've met Copper. Copper Knobknocker.
Was he the tinkerer with the bad staff?
You would assume that was who it was.
With the bad staff.
With the bad staff.
Yeah.
He said he told you about this stuff.
He didn't tell us he was here.
He's not here.
No, he didn't tell us.
No, when we met him.
Yeah, maybe he's embarrassed. I don't know. Just
we're going to stab him when we get back.
Okay.
That's right. I think that's fair and understandable.
Yeah, I don't like his staff. I'm going to jam that right up inside of him.
Ugh. Like, he's a gnome.
We horribly raped him. Or sexually harassed him.
We make sure we perforate his colon so that the sepsis kills him. What kind of fucking party is this?
DC's gonna be high for that.
I'll see you in hell in 1 week.
Just kill me! I'm sentient!
The sepsis is gonna take a real long time.
It's brutal, man. It's fucking gonna be brutal.
You're gonna be sweating.
You're gonna kill yourself before the end.
You won't be able to, though, because you want the strength.
Man, fucked up. Sucks to suck.
God damn, that got dark quick. Alright, so yeah, that's all you see in this room.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Nah, I just gotta stand for a little bit.
His short shorts climbed up too quick.
His boy shorts, yeah.
Does your nuts taste
his
them?
I was just gonna say his balls can.
First of all, these are nice shorts, I'm told.
Okay. They're a little short. I mean, second they go above the knee.
They're right above the knee.
Yeah.
That's the style. I mean, I don't have to is tell it? You. It is.
Who said that?
For the queers.
Yeah,
for
for the gay
man. My wife wants me to be a gay man.
I wish you were more like the gay men.
Me
They're
too.
They're very stylish and friendly.
Yeah. Go right, all right,
so
the
that
butt.
Scroll was that.
Yep.
And what else was there, or was that it?
That was really it.
Calligraphy tools.
Oh, right. And who took them?
Smiter just grabbed them.
Smiter.
I mean, the calligraphy tools are worth, like, 5 gold.
Yeah, well,
I think
like
he's actually going to use them.
Oh, he's going to use them for writing scrolls. Now you can't write scrolls, you're a cleric.
He just likes writing things.
Okay. Good for him.
You never know when you need to write something down, all right? It's just nice to have some writing utensils.
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, my God.
You can use a piece of charcoal for that, too.
Well, now I have something fancier.
Not wrong.
Hey, the flames were recent joking. That's okay. Real fake money.
So if there's
right
nothing
there.
Else in
yeah,
here, then
I paid money for that real fake money.
Yeah, I'm aware.
What's that?
I was saying, so if there's nothing left in this room, then we have to go back down to the other three.
Yeah, so there's three. Left, center, right.
Oh. Left it is.
Right, center, left.
Stage right, so left.
Okay. All right. Let's see. The scent of wine fills this room, which contains 4 frost-covered barrels.
Oh. All right, let's see if we can pop those suckers open.
Check the floor.
Yeah, check the floor
Is
first.
Anyone proficient with brewer's supplies? Who the fuck would pick that?
Actually, I've never seen anybody pick that.
Pius has cooking utensils.
Oh, well.
Thieves' tools and a dice set.
Literally, no one would ever pick. No. You know what? I'm going to be.
Actually, I believe Jack Poison picked it. Because he's like, I have a backstory where my. guys.
I brew brandy.
That's why he wanted to have Luber Manchild.
Never mind, I take it back. Thank you, Jack Poison.
If there's ever an exception, Jack Poison will
Jack Poison did it. I show my resolve by brewing brandy.
Unless it's, has anyone ever chosen anything but a human variant? No.
He hated fucking everything but a human variant. When I made him, I didn't make him. I suggested that he be a dragonborn paladin. He fucking hated me. Like, he wanted to kill it. Like, which is why we killed it. We killed it so he could pick someone else, and that the thing he picked immediately died. Immediately!
Sounds like someone else.
No, it was quicker. Quicker than his character, believe it or not.
It was the best.
Just dead. Okay, so where were we?
You were asking about brewer's tools.
Brewer's tools, yeah.
And Bruce said that what Smiter has...
Cooking tools, and I said all out. Okay, so...
We tap a keg and we just...
You realize divide. That the barrel contains a supply of sweetberry wine. Sweetberry summer wine.
Oh. I got some sweetberry summer wine.
It's frozen.
Don't eat it!
It's like a slushy.
Oh. Wine. If you need berries, I am your giver.
It's wine.
It's more just wine we would sell, Barry.
Oh, okay.
Is there... Well, it's probably pretty heavy, right?
They're smaller barrels.
Oh, okay. So we can actually carry them?
If you want.
How many are there?
Four. That doesn't say.
Oh, I thought you said four.
Oh, four. Four frost-covered barrels. They're all
four summer wine barrels.
Yes.
How much would they be worth?
You would have to find that out at whatever bar you sell them at.
Okay. Some amount of gold.
Some amount.
Somebody at the Associated Press did an investigation into cartels, and they found out that the DEA may be helping them.
What?
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 Why did this shock you?
That's the joke.
Oh, sorry. I'm
it's okay. Yeah,
I'm intoxicated.
You're fine.
Okay.
Fucking idiot.
Oh.
Dumb cunt.
What? Oh.
He reports.
We should get wings.
Not
I
here.
I eat wings.
You want some wings? Good.
We can do wings to go.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I like a drier, crispier wing. Would you describe their wings as that?
Depends on which one you get.
Yes.
You can get some.
If we say yes, he's going to order and he's going to
So if you get the Cajun right. dry rub.
Fuck.
If you get the Cajun dry rub, yeah, it's a dry
I'll order my own batch and say well done.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Well done. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That's all.
Make sure you get delivery this time.
Now, where is the closest wingies?
Huh?
Where is the closest wingies?
Wings to go. There's like a wings to go. If you want to drive that.
He was making a joke.
You like?
That he thought when we said
wingies was a real place.
Yeah, it's not funny.
I can't find one.
It's sad. That was hilarious.
They thought the Holocaust killed 30 million Jews.
He did.
And the roller coaster.
Yeah. That's roller coaster.
I was a little shocked by that.
We always kept saying, clip, right? Oh, wingies! And Cliff here, being the mental giant that he is, was like, wingies.
Why do we have to be so rude?
What? What did I say? I always complimenting you.
So is it wingsthego.com and a wingsthego.net?
Wing, I don't know.
I don't trust a .net.
I don't trust
try a .net. .edu one.
.gov.
We are the only college focusing in wings.
A wingsthego.net is a PA-based wing company.
That's not us.
Okay, that makes sense.
We're not PA.
We're as anywhere. Far from PA
we're anywhere
as you
USA.
Can get.
As far.
You've heard the clip, right, at least?
What?
Of him. With the Holocaust roller coaster.
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
So fucking good.
Is that
just the best?
Do we want to take?
I thought that was so many.
Do you want to take a break while he's ordering?
Sure. Right. Wait, what time is it?
We just take a 5-minute break and order, and then we'll start up again.
It's 10 to 5. Do we get the senior citizen discount?
We have to order. We can. We can
it's
get
gonna
it
take
45 though.
Minutes. Yeah, whatever time you want.
It's here.
We tried.
It doesn't matter. You just leave it at the door. For some reason, if anyone else's wife like this, they want them to knock.
Oh,
like
no.
Who does that?
I want no interaction.
Exactly. Thank you.
I will sit there if I see them approach the door. The Grubhub driver.
I close the blinds.
I will hide if necessary.
Right.
I will wait for them to put the food down, snap the picture, leave, get into their car, and drive away.
Thank you. I do the same exact fucking thing. So does my daughter, but my wife...
But I feel like, the Grubhub drivers prefer that as well.
Sure, absolutely.
Everybody does.
Yeah. But my wife was like, no, knock. It's like, why?
Yeah.
I want to be handed the food.
Yeah, thank you. Give me at least a two-minute story. No.
No.
So it has business.
She does like to talk to people. She's very nice, which bothers me. on a very personal level. and
God,
she's
I
like
hate that nice bitch.
She's like, I just talk to everybody. I'm friendly to everyone, and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
People suck. Like, yeah. don't be friendly to everyone. I'm sure most of the people that you're friendly with are horrible.
The only nice thing I say to other people is, go birds. That's it.
Is that nice?
Go birds.
Is that nice?
Yeah, it's the nicest thing you can say to a Philadelphian.
Anywhere.
Is it?
Anywhere. Travel abroad, you see someone in Philadelphia, go birds. Immediately you're like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Go birds. A woman told me that when we were in Cancun on the first day, a woman goes, go birds, as I was wearing the hat. Every time I saw her at the resort, I was like,
you fucked her.
I like her.
It was his wife.
Go birds. Go birds. Fuck you.
I was like, I've been with you all day.
And she's like, I don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah, too bad.
We're on vacation.
I hate that you have to
piss. This is my vacation, too, you know.
Yeah, it's not your sex vacation, you pervert.
Don't pee in me again.
Oh, you can't. It's not possible.
For him, it is.
Making the impossible possible.
The trick is you start peeing, and then you put it in.
Can you...
Or you shove
what do they call that, the leaky faucet?
You just shove your limp dick in.
They call it the
and then you start pissing.
Because you got to use a popsicle stick to get it in there.
I call it the turkey baster.
It's all splinted together, wrapped in tape.
I'll get this in here.
Did you ever see that? The torture device, the pear?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that.
You just what is it? A modified one on the end of your dick.
I don't like that.
There's a torture device. It wasn't used for vaginas, although it was a little bit.
It was for buttholes.
But it was mostly for gays, for putting in their butthole.
It wasn't for gays. It was just a torture device.
For gays.
It wasn't for gays.
That was the funny thing. Is it like, no, oh, you're gay.
That would seem funny.
You gotta think like a torturer.
Okay, you're right. I'm
right?
Sorry,
like, you're like, you're gay. Like, you like things in your butt.
That's a wider puppy.
Wider, yeah.
It's a cliff.
I want to fit a head inside me.
Piss in my peach butthole.
Oh. Apparently, you can fit two raccoons in your asshole. Did you know that? That's a thing. Look it up. You can fit two full raccoons in your ass.
What the fuck? All right, that's enough for me.
I'm out.
I'll see everybody. Where did you find this information?
My daughter told me, which is fucked up to begin with. I'm like, no, that'll kill you. And she's like, I may might kill you, but don't
she's
say.
She's like, I'm still alive.
I'm gonna fucking
kill. She's like, say hi, Dad.
No, you what won't.
The? No, I won't.
I have two in me right now.
They're fighting.
You have two raccoons fighting inside of you.
You see her body like swinging slightly from side to side with them fighting inside of her. Like, what the?
She's banging her walls.
I think I could fit a third.
No.
Okay.
Please don't.
Cliff, you have two wolves in you. Both of them are gay.
I know.
Wolves aren't as big as you think, though.
They might both be gay.
I think for a lot of people, wolves are bigger than they think they are. They're like, that oh, it's like the size of a German Shepherd.
That was Cliff.
Nah. I had that moment.
He was like, wolves aren't that big. I'm like,
they're fucking big.
They're gigantic. And then we showed him a picture, and he's like, oh my God.
Because I thought I could just like fight two of them or three of them at the same time.
No.
And they were like, no.
Dude, if you sit there and you watch those videos of people being asked, what's the largest animal do you think you could take on and kill? There's people that are saying wolves.
I can't even take out a fucking pit bull.
You have a chance against a wolf.
Maybe if you had a knife.
Let's
say you had a knife. That's the only
way. If you had a knife, then yes. You definitely have more of a chance. If fighting a lion with a knife, no, you're
fucking game over, dude.
Yeah.
One hit and you're done.
Yeah. They just like, hit you maybe in the face
one,
with a
maybe, one. Yeah, and then the jaws get on you and you're done.
Maybe one in 10,000 men kill a lion with a knife. By pure chance.
Pure luck that it happens to hit
and
the heart.
They're fucked up afterward. Oh, not cutting out of there without
injury. They're not getting out of there unscathed.
How about this thing where people are talking about the 100 guys versus the one, like, silverback?
Oh, they would win.
The guys would win.
By pure 100%. Mass.
I'll be honest with you. If I was one of the 100, right?
Well, also
and I'd hang back. You know, let the heroes go in first and just get demolished.
Well, you wait for the gorilla to get tired. Because they're not meant to do...
They're not stamina fighters.
They're not stamina fighters. No. They will... they expend a lot of energy quickly, but they don't.
Right, the food, but it's also this narrative. Up like 10, maybe 20 dudes.
Are they fighting?
And then after that, it's kind of like, all right.
Well, maybe the scenario is, are they fighting the one? Yeah.
Yeah.
The wolves are huge.
Yeah.
Fucking wolves, massive. And then the lion as well.
What is that? Is that person like 6 feet tall?
I assume it's just an average pretty tall. Yeah, lions are much bigger than that.
What do we say?
Lions are huge.
Yeah, deceptively large. Because I say deceptively because you look at a video.
I think comes up to the shoulder.
You don't realize their paw is like the size of your head. Oh yeah, it's like.
Ugh. But in the gorilla one, is the scenario that you fight the gorilla one on one, and it's like one after the other?
No, it's like 100. It's like a swarm. Because if it's 100 of them.
The problem is
humans are good at tactics.
Well, yeah, humans are smarter than gorillas, right? So if you're
depends
like
depends on the human.
If you're
it doesn't matter. It'd be like, look, you three go after his leg, left leg.
You three go first.
Like
we got to grab his
arms and legs pinned down. It doesn't matter. He's not. He's
but
not
the first few dudes that get in there are
butterflying 400 pounds of men over and over again.
The people,
I mean, he's biting a lot of them with his fucking jaw, so that's going to hurt.
Right. The people that punches you, he's knocking your head off.
Yeah, but the people that say that, the gorilla would win are bad at math. Because they don't understand how
well, it's much the same thing
mass
as,
right, this is a sprint, not a marathon, as, like, if as you far had as the gorilla's concerned.
If you had a bunch of 7-year-olds attacking you,
sure,
right? But they were murderous 7-year-olds.
Eventually, they're going to get you.
100 probably overwhelm
they'll
you.
They're going to get you. They're going to get you. 100%.
Even though you could crush any 7-year-old.
I'm going to go even a step further. If you had 100 4-year-olds attacking you,
yeah.
They're murderous.
I would be really kind of fun, like, though, to like, yeah, yeah, wouldn't it be fun to, like, just beat the shit?
I mean, you're going to get at least 20 of them.
I would say at least a dozen. You're just fucking
kicking. But that's the whole idea, is a swarm.
You're going to be able
to get overwhelmed.
You're going to be able to hit some of them with others.
Like, yes, you pick them up by the feet and the ankles. You just start swinging around like a...
But the people are like, oh, it'll just whatever... You're there's gonna be men biting the gorilla, like
yeah, absolutely.
Like
yeah.
You're gonna puncture. It's not like they're made of armor.
No,
yeah,
you know,
their flesh.
Yeah, some low armor class.
Their flesh is not any tougher than ours.
Yeah, once you bite through, then you're in.
Yeah, you're in.
And, you know, I don't it's know a if fucking I agree hyena. With that.
No, it's not. If you
it might be a little tougher than just human skin because it's hairiness
more,
and whatnot.
It's weathered. It's out in the sun.
Yeah, it might be a little bit more
regardless,
leather.
If
leathery,
as a human being.
You're going to bite through it, though.
Believe it or not, you can rip through someone else's stomach with your bare hands. If given the chance.
I believe it.
You could.
All right, well, hold on. Who wants to...
Right here, baby.
All right, here we go.
Let's go. All right, we're doing this.
I got to lose some weight anyway.
BSB, topical.
We're going through your butthole, Cliff.
What?
That's the easiest way.
Yeah,
go through the girl's butthole.
You would go after its butthole. See,
right?
A minute of tactics. You're going through its butthole.
That's a good question. How many raccoons can fit into a gorilla's asshole?
I don't know if you're grabbing raccoons when you're the 100 guys, but maybe. I would go for the.
That's why I always have my raccoons on me.
I always have pocket raccoons that's ready to go.
If you can get the gorilla down on its stomach, you're tearing it through its asshole, and you're tearing its guts out.
Absolutely, and you could.
There's no way you're not tearing in that
butthole.
Yeah.
You're getting in that
girl's in there.
You're getting in that girl's bone.
There's testicles and stuff you're ripping through that bag.
Oh yeah, testicles too. And gorillas have notoriously small penises. Yeah. So, you know,
so it's gonna be embarrassed.
Still larger than mine.
No, I don't think so.
Seems pretty big to me.
You tell me.
Oh, yeah, that's that's a small gorilla penis if I've ever seen
that's
one.
That's the smallest gorilla penis ever.
Anyway.
I learned that from Bruce, by the way. That gorillas have the smallest penises from
census penis study.
Yeah. It was published. In Playboy.
Some gorilla out there is like, what the fuck? You taught me to read so I can read this?
Yeah.
It's like The Onion where it's like we taught the gorilla sign language so we could tell it was going to die. And it's like sad.
Yeah, sad. It's like you really fucking ruined that thing's life.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was really sad.
It wasn't sad, it was hilarious.
It wasn't real.
Oh, my bad. That was funny.
No, that's sad.
That's my bad. I don't know which way we were going with it, so that's on me.
That's fair.
Jews.
Where the hell did he fucking Big Bean go?
Shut up!
In the middle playing.
I'm getting a beer, goddamn it.
I don't think we've played in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Come on, Big Bean, we gotta get this going again.
Oh! I just want to get a level up.
Yeah.
You're on.
Well, not at this rate.
Not tonight.
See, that was my fear. I wanted time to pick my stuff.
Ew.
His butt. Yeah, I wasn't talking about my level 6 things. I was talking about my level.
Oh, well, all right. That's better.
Yeah, he thought it was disgusting that I wanted to pick stuff for Ray and not my own asshole.
We're going to left room. Left room.
Left room. Stage right.
So you're going from the... So you're in the left room right now, which is what I was saying.
That was where the wine was.
And did
that's right.
Right.
Middle room.
I'm not that drunk.
Investigate the floor.
Middle room. Investigate the floor. Go ahead, roll a investigation.
You get an advantage. Because you're a weird bush thing.
Fucking bush crazy person.
19.
Oh.
You know.
I thought you
were wasn't sucking it off.
No, I didn't. I thought you were puking back into it.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, holy shit.
Why would I do that?
For the record, yeah.
Did you see my face?
Just put Cliff's dick in his mouth.
I was just, you know what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. I was not puking in a bottle.
Because the way you looked was just absolute like, oh, shit.
Did he deep throat that bottle?
No, he kept it right straight to the tip.
That's right. I always play with the tip before I go in.
A little bit of foreplay.
You know, you want to get that pre stuff. That's the tasty stuff.
That's the stuff that's been sitting in the chamber.
Aged.
Retains a fireplace and two empty bookcases. Tacked to the walls and across the floor are frost-covered blueprints. Face down on the floor next to one of the blueprints is a tiny man made of clay.
Made of clay?
Mm-hmm.
I break him.
No, investigate.
Wow.
Let's investigate this stuff.
Yeah, investigate this guy.
Is
first.
That an arcana check?
It's investigation.
Yes. It's an arcana.
Definitely. Oh, it's an arcana check?
For the dude?
Yeah.
I thought you should kind of check him out first.
25.
Wow. Great. Wow. 23. You did a good job.
Say it again.
So you.
Thanks, Dad. I mean.
Oh.
It was, you realized that it was at one point some type of small golem which was used as a magical assistant.
Oh. Can you redo, make it into a golem
again?
Can you
reanimate him?
Can I reanimate him?
No. Hmm. He's dead.
Wouldn't that be great? He's fucking dead. Weird little clay golem with this bush.
I smash him.
Like he had a homunculus, or not a homunculus, it was an imp, right?
Yeah.
That followed him around. Remember, you're the best!
Remember when Bush was passing all the shit in the spaceship, and he knew how everything worked?
Yes.
What? Oh,
shit. I know everything!
I understand the universe!
You could rebuild a spaceship if you wanted to.
I'm gonna...
You were rolling like 30s.
Like 30s, yeah. It was dirty that day.
Yeah, dirty. No, you cheated really well that day.
Yeah, you could have cheated.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good at cheating.
I didn't even know.
Anything else in this room? Anything in the fireplace?
Wait, what about the blueprints? By the way, this is the best way to play D&D.
So you... So you conclude that the... They should different experimental designs for a weather-controlling magical device.
Right, that's probably what you have in your
pocket. One of these devices resembles a gyroscope and closely resembles the object found in area before.
Right.
Ah.
So it might be some sort of weather
device. You found it before. And before.
It was before the room?
Before the room, you found it in before, which is before you found this room.
Nice. We don't know the number of the rooms.
I do. It's funny for me. That's all that matters.
Right. I was like, it took me a minute because I've never DM'd. I'm like, what the fuck is it before?
You could.
You're on it next time. Right?
Nope.
Didn't we decide that?
You've never DM'd.
I'll do that one shot.
Come on, let him do it.
We want it to be prepared. Okay, first of all, that's rude. Okay. Have you seen my documentation?
His documentation.
There's no way you're preparing a one shot in the next 15 days.
I am going to be 100% honest. His documentation is phenomenal. I'm not even joking.
Top of the line.
Look.
But if there's no
mediocre developers no are really good at documenting.
Oh my God. He called you mediocre.
Mediocre what?
Developer.
Oh, dude.
That's fucked up. You can say a lot of shit about his family, parents, children, whatever.
But you used a Q, all right? Yeah. Calm down.
You can insult my family.
All right, well,
don't talk about my development
next
skill.
Time I we hear, know that. Next time I hear, hey, Cliff, I have an Azure question.
No, I want you to answer
Go
those.
Fuck yourself.
They only require mediocre answers, please.
That's hurt my feelings.
We're not doing anything important.
I mean, we're law firms.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but now we're not.
Anywhere,
law, USA.
Big law. Wait, not that big though.
Not that big.
Medium.
Whatever. Not.
But not small either.
Not the fifth and the 11th largest law firm in the country.
I think one's bigger than fifth now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for you guys.
We're like...
I mean, there's 18 different ways they judge themselves.
Yeah, there is. We're getting there, though. We're it depends on how you judge us, but we're
99th.
Like...
99th. We've cracked 100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're breaking computer systems all over the world now.
It's true. We have one of the highest profits per partner.
Mm-hmm. No, is it?
That's it. He gets $1 billion.
That's right.
Some of them do.
Who is it? Tokyo? The network completely...
No, it was London.
London.
Yeah,
well, they had an outage, right?
They did, yeah.
But I thought it was one of our sites. They just didn't. It just wasn't working.
I think Belgium.
Oh, Belgium.
I love their waffles.
They're good. I have Stroopies upstairs.
Our networking team is hilarious.
Is that a second thing?
Yep.
Hilarious.
Stroopies are it's what they call strap-ons in Belgium.
Stroopies?
Would you like to throw the Stroopy? Oh.
Look at you!
They're actually really good with coffee. It's a small Belgian waffle with caramel in the middle and cinnamon, and you put it on top of your coffee. Fits like right on top of the.
I've seen this.
The liquid.
On top of the
coffee rim,
and it warms it a little bit.
Yeah,
and then you eat.
Caramel like loosens up.
Oh, it's not a strap on.
It can be.
Why would you eat a strap on?
If I was going to have a strap on.
Never mind. I don't know why I said you. I mean, why would we?
Hey, where were we?
Okay.
looking at the blueprints, one of them is...
Just hurting me over and over again.
Will that help us, the blueprint? Will it help us make the other ring?
Yes.
All right, so let's hold on to that blueprint. They glow in the dark.
No.
Mark down that you have the blueprint.
No!
It's going to help us.
It's not. No, it is.
What kind of blueprint?
Of the blueprint for the star, for the,
Gotcha.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
Star.
You have one more room than you
Summer
seen.
Star or something?
All right, let's go in.
Let's check the floor.
Stiff wind blows through the broken window in the east. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Causing the tattered gray curtains to billow and flap like angry ghosts. Snow covers a bed and much of the surrounding floor.
All right, let's take a look around.
Really,
this is a really fucking boring side quest here. We fell through some floors.
That's it.
Don't say we.
How dare you?
So there's a couple things you can do. You realize? Can you roll a another quick arcana check, Cliff?
30.
Holy shit!
Nice.
Not
right.
20, baby.
You realize that there's enough equipment. And metal to forge that third ring.
Oh, like here and now?
Like here and now.
And I know how to do it.
And you know how to do it.
I know! I'm back, baby!
You're so good, Bushy.
But
thank you!
You know that you can smelt it. You know that if you use bronze, it has a lower melting point than steel. You know fucking everything.
Yeah.
Like, and you're able to even do the runes. You know it all.
I know it all!
So you can... reforge the Summer Star here.
Do we know what the Summer Star is?
Well, once it's reforged, we will.
Yeah, you don't know what it is until it's reforged.
What happens if it's very bad?
Yeah, it's got it. It's
what
summer.
If it stops this endless winter?
Summer seems like it's nice.
Look,
it does.
It's already pretty shitty here. Can't get much
shittier. Now, if he analyzes the blueprints further, can he detect what it is that
what
this
it
thing
does.
Might do?
So that is... Even the people that made the blueprints, so they when they divined it, they realized that it did something with the weather, but they're not sure what. But it could be good, could be bad.
It's the weather.
Fucking man, YOLO.
It's the weather.
It is true.
Fucking
you
YOLO,
do YOLO.
Man.
Okay, fine, let's do it. All right. Get me fire!
So first off,
keep it away from me!
Hold on. You guys are... It's going to take you at least a day to reforge it.
Okay.
And you're going to need their help.
All right.
And you're probably going to need to sleep here. Unless you want to get levels of exhaustion.
That's fine. We'll sleep. We should clear
well,
this place out.
Well, as a half
out.
Elf, I don't need a tremendous amount of sleep.
You need 4 hours.
Yeah, only 4 hours.
Yeah, and the Warforge can keep
a
lookout.
Yeah, the Warforge, yeah.
Okay.
So we have plenty of people to keep in track of things.
Have we fully cleared the... There were multiple doors and shit. Did we get
we hit all the doors, right? Like, we checked this entire building.
That's a good
out.
Shit.
But you know those.
The entire floor collapses of the building.
Jesus fucking Christ.
This isn't good.
Okay, you hear a horrendous screech.
It's fine, let's go back to bed.
From outside.
Yeah, are we sleeping at this point? Like,
No, you were getting ready to go down.
Okay.
And
I'm what?
Hey, let's bet in, everybody.
Man, the bush is so big, it doesn't make sense. Maybe it's a slug. I don't know.
I can put a branch up everyone's butt.
We're like the group from It. All fuck each other.
At the end. It's so wrong. Like that, I don't even know why.
It's how they get to adulthood.
I don't know why Stephen King did metaphor. That. It doesn't make it. No, it's not metaphor.
It was for adulthood.
They fucked her for her.
No, she fucked them for them.
For them. Somebody was fucking somebody for them.
It was gross.
And she liked it. She liked all of them.
It was gross.
All four of them.
She was like 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe on the outside, but on the inside, not anymore.
Stop it. Okay. Stop it.
No.
We're just not going to talk about that anymore. That's why every fucking movie... That was why every fucking movie that did It did not include that part.
Yeah, of course.
And Stephen King's like, yeah, it's probably best.
I'm going to make one that includes it.
Just that.
Just that.
Just 2 hours of that. I don't like this. This is a bad It.
I mean, I think he said in interviews that he just included it for, like, the shock value of it.
Yeah, obviously, but...
Well, he was on a lot of cocaine.
He did do a lot of coke. When he was Richard Bachman and Stephen King, he was fucking on massive...
He wrote a lot of books.
So much. So many that they didn't think one person could write them all, so he had to become Richard Bachman.
What's amazing is so many books of his are good.
They are.
You know, cranking out that many books, it's not like it's like, oh, God.
He is, like, people shit on him. For his quality, but it's like
I don't know the why. Number of fantastic.
But it's like the number of quality books he put out. He's like probably one of the best American authors
absolutely,
of all
time.
Like, look at how many of them.
His short stories are fantastic. Like The Green Mile, which wasn't really a short story, but it was a episodic, which it was really well done.
I wonder if there's a porn called The Brown Mile. The White Mile?
And we're done. All right, so you're a horrible screech outside.
69 miles.
69.
So many miles.
We hear a horrible screech outside. Can we, I'd like to go to the window and just peek out.
Tired boss.
Real tired boss. Can't do 69 anymore.
So there is an Urban Dictionary for brown mile.
I have to swallow it all. It doesn't get coming back up sometimes, but sometimes it stays.
So, Urban Dictionary, a brown mile is used to describe the uncomfortable walk to the nearest toilet to drop one's load.
I mean, that's fair. We've all been there, right? You have an upset stomach. You're like, dude, I need a fucking toilet now.
I have had to shit in one of the worst toilets I've ever seen. Like, there's.
I wouldn't know if I beat you, because I had to shit in a terrible toilet, too.
Hmm.
All right.
First off, did your toilet have a door?
No brown mile, but there are brown milk porn.
Okay, I win.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't have a door.
Was your toilet piled to the brim with other people's shit?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We got a one for one here.
We got ourselves a contest.
So the day after my brother got married, we were still in the city. And it was that night. That night we went out, a bunch of us, we went bar crawling. So I think it was the second or so bar we went to. My stomach, I started to brown mile. I was like, dude, I gotta fucking use the bathroom bad. We get into this little, like, shit bar. Like, this just terrible bar. And I find the toilet. I open the door. Just and there's just
shit.
Piles of shit in the toilet. I'm like, dude.
Could you flush it?
Tried. It wouldn't flush. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm about to explode.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? So I added to the pile and left.
Poop.
And I was like, we gotta go. Just everyone out. Let's go. No, you know what? I think there was only a toilet.
Mm. Sink is an option.
When I was leaving...
This was in Philly?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We were at a comedy club in Philly, and I had to poop. and we were walking through a residential area, so there's nowhere for me to go.
Bushes.
And I was... It was just house after house.
Mm.
And, like, there's people walking along.
The doctor?
So I couldn't even, like, just, like, poop in someone's stoop.
We
ran out of time and I found that there was a more alleyway and there's someone's trash can, so I just pooped in their trash can.
God, it sucks. How did you do that? Did you have to
pull the trash can down?
Yeah, I had to like hop up on like a thing and like poop.
Trash cans are tall.
Yeah, yeah.
But how did you like did you
have I was like one of those slopey
did you have just a dirty ass like
I think I used
oh like a trash
something, but it wasn't a great wipe.
A trash dumpster.
Gross.
No. Like someone's like flip can.
You imagine going down to
collect. But then I was like, the next day, that person went to go, and there'd be a big dump in there.
I'd be pissed.
They probably blamed the homeless.
What happened? Was it a recycling can?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, well, there's nothing I can do about it, but I'd be pissed.
And you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, shit pretty much.
I mean, there's shit in my trash can.
Good old canned shit.
Anyway.
So the shriek outside.
Yeah, you look outside, and you see a giant white dragon.
Oh, my God.
So damn, I motion everyone to get down.
That was a bad roll.
Jesus, I motion everyone to get down.
It was a nat 20.
Like a full white dragon?
Full white dragon.
What are they, ice? Is out there.
White is ice, yeah.
Yeah.
Blue is lightning.
Fuck.
White is ice.
Fuck!
Does it look like an adult dragon?
It looks bigger than an adult dragon.
It looks like an ancient dragon? I mean, we can't
no!
fight that thing.
We are not ready for that. We need to run.
You are not.
No, let's just hide. Let's just... Does it know we're there? Like, we don't know.
It might it doesn't... No. It doesn't know...
We push the bush out.
I mean, I would just go...
I am a bush!
What is that?
I'm sentient!
The dragon... The dragon kills itself. He can't understand. No, he kind of lands in the yard where you were.
Yeah.
Like, and he's, like, looking around. There's a rider on his back.
Oh.
All right, so what I'd like to do is I have minor illusion.
Wait, hold on. Do we try just hiding?
Yeah, let's see what it's doing first.
This is part of the hiding.
Okay.
I'd like to minor illusion a picture in the window in which we're hiding, like where it would see us. And in that picture, is the room empty? You know what I mean? So essentially, it's looking at
a picture. We just don't stand by the window.
Right.
Or I don't know.
Because they can see through a minor illusion. If it realizes there's a minor illusion there,
all right,
then you're fucked.
Fuck. Never mind. And everyone just hides.
Yeah. Well, hiding is by far the best.
All right.
Just big pussies.
We hide.
Okay, that's fair. Roll stealth.
For everyone?
Yes. This is going to be the average.
Smite Pius got a 18. Mm-hmm. I will use my inspiration token for Smiter.
Fair enough. Give me back my fucking coin.
What are we doing?
Oh, well, stealth? Thank God I did, because I got a 1 and a not a 1, correct. A 5.
Jesus Christ, dude. Crack.
Crack?
I love
crack. We're doing that. Come on, that's a cool fucking coin. I know I paid it real is. Money for a coin.
14.
But... Oh, I already did that. My bad. I thought 18 and a 12.
All right, you guys are fine.
Thank God.
They're not coming in, and you hear him, her talking to the white dragon. Like, don't you really hear them?
No one's home!
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Glenn?
She's like, I thought I saw something here, but I guess not. I don't see anything around. And I do see footprints, but there's lots of footprints, and people come here all the time, so.
It's a make-out, popular make-out area.
It is. It's where the teenagers like to fuck. You know how teenagers fuck.
I do. Yeah, they just fuck all over the place.
Like your son.
Do you think like your son fucks?
No, my niece.
Like your daughter?
No.
Knock it off.
How fucking dare you?
Knock it off. Sir! There's no reason. No reason.
Yeah, but it's different when it's a boy, and you know it!
Like your son.
I wish.
Oh.
I wish he was a pussy magnet. No, he's getting there.
He's a nice kid.
He is a nice kid.
He's a pussy polarized metal. But not all the way.
Not all the way. He's not quite at magnet stage yet.